Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Tuesday the 18th of October. Very special episode today. I'm Charles Firth and with me is Dom Knight.
Hello.
And our producer Lachlan Hodson.
Hello there. How are we doing, gents?
Now, Lachlan, you've got a bit of a scoop.
I do believe that for the first time in Chaser Report history, we're about to report something exclusive.
And in actual fact,
this isn't another attempt to do producer notes, is it? Because if it is, this is a terrible wind-up. I'm quite excited that it's better not just be producer notes.
No, it's absolutely not producer notes.
Okay, so just for listeners who don't know who you are, Lachlan.
Yes.
You are still studying at university, aren't you?
I am. No, yes. It's this very elaborate cover that I've worked on for stunts where I've gotten myself into tens of thousands of dollars of student debt just so that I can keep up this front of being a university student. Yes.
And you study, amazingly, podcasting at university, don't you?
I do indeed.
And,
yes.
And pray tell, how are your marks going?
Somehow I managed to score HDs in just about everything.
So what you're saying is, if you want to get HDs at university, all you have to do is become a producer in the top 30 podcast of. And do a podcasting degree.
And get nominated for Australian Podcast of the Year Comedy Award 2021.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on a second. We should enroll at university, Charles. We could do much better than we ever did before.
What's the scoop?
So I had to do this assessment, and I was doing it with a university friend of mine, Jono Wakeley, where we just had to interview anyone really on any topic of our choice. And we figured we'd get some pretty decent marks if we interviewed a public figure.
Yes.
And we're both interested in politics. Again, I thought that I could use some Chaser connections to make things a bit easier.
Yes.
Not easier. No. I wanted to work really hard on my assessment, if you're listening, Helen, my lecturer. we thought, it'd be cool to do an expose on what goes on inside the mind of a politician. And we thought that Bob Catter, he's known for clips like this.
People are entitled to their sexual proclivities. Let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom, as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it, because in the meantime, every 3 months, person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
So what goes on inside the mind of a politician? We thought, what goes on inside the mind of Bob Catter? Let's find out.
That is the most important question in the whole of Australia right now that we could address, sorry.
Yes. So I managed to book an interview with him under the guise of being a university student, not for the Chaser, not for work. Yep. It was in my off hours on a Saturday.
Good, because we would have docked your pay.
And he has time. We're not representing people, Kennedy, on a Saturday to talk to you.
Yes. And I thought he might just talk to us for 15 minutes. It'd be a nice casual conversation. Jono and I got off the phone to Bob Catter 1.5 hours later. Probably got in each about 3 sentences.
Yes, I've heard he's a bit of a long talker.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, I went to my lecturer after we did the interview and she just kind of went, Bob Catter is kind of known as a do-not-interview figure, and I thought it'd be funny to let you guys learn the hard way.
But that surely isn't the scoop, that Bob Talker is known to chat.
Yes. Look, so this is what
we called him Bob Talker, which is a Freudian slip that says it all. Yes.
I think Bob Chatter is probably the better one.
He could talk for Australia. Talk coherently, though, might be more of a challenge. But that would be a scoop.
Yeah.
So we were talking to Bob. It was very, very hard to get direct answers from him, but... Mm. Jono and I realized we could use this to our advantage. We could probably just let him trail down whatever detour conversationally that he wanted to go down. And if we just got a quick interjection in, we might find gold. So while we were on the phone to him, Bobcatter made a potentially self-incriminating statement. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right.
Ever since I was a little kid, at 8 years of age, I refused to stand up for God Save the King or Queen or whatever it was then. And for the rest of my life, I never have. You've got a sign when you go into state parliament, federal parliament, that we pledge our allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. I mean, do you seriously think I'm going to sign that document?
And did you?
I say don't, and I write no on it. No one knows. I'm getting so old now, I could probably reveal that.
Wow.
Did I just hear Bob Catter say that he doesn't pledge allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen, or indeed the King as it is now, when he takes office in Parliament? That reminds me of another media story this year.
What
am I thinking of?
Oh, are you by chance, Dom, thinking of this?
I, Sovereign Lydia Thorpe, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will be faithful and I bear true allegiance to the colonising Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
Senator Thorpe.
You're not a senator if you don't do it properly.
She actually pledged allegiance to the colonising queen. She actually was more allegeful. allegeful than Bob Catter, who just refuses to sign at all.
That's really interesting, because not only because clearly there seems to be a little bit of double standard from what you're saying, but also it sounds as though Lydia Thorpe is a sovereign citizen, and that's a very weird political stance for a Green to take.
Now,
anyway.
So hang on. I'm in a little bit of two minds here, which is – we've got a proper scoop on our hands here, which is
Bob Catter allegedly, is not legitimately in
Parliament. Yeah,
and has not legitimately been in Parliament for not just the 29 years he's stood as the member of Kennedy, but for the 22 years where he was just a state politician as well.
And indeed, probably in the school council when he was age eight.
But I'm in two minds, because I kind of agree with him. Like,
yes,
good on him for refusing to pledge allegiance to the fucking Queen.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
So what we did, just to sort of cut the story to the chase, which is...
Hey, no, you can't do that when you're talking about Bob Catter. We need to go on a very long diversion building standards in North Queensland.
But we... So Lachlan did this interview last week, and Lachlan, you seemed quite animated about it. You were very amazed that you'd got this scoop.
I know, yeah.
And I was sort of poured a bit of cold water on it, because I thought, well, you're not going to... Like, you're just a uni student. You're not going to sort of... get a proper scoop or something like that. So on Friday, we emailed a lawyer, actually Michael Bradley, who's the lawyer at Mark Lawyers. You probably follow him on Twitter if you're on Twitter, and asked him whether he thought there was anything in this quote. And this is what he said.
What does it mean if Bob Catter is telling the truth in that clip?
Well, yes, he's telling the truth. So what he's done is each time he's been re-elected to Parliament, he's stood up and made the oath of allegiance to the Queen and then signed the oath that written no, apparently, on the question of whether he was swearing allegiance. So sort of contradicted himself. But the Constitution requires all members of Parliament to make the oath both orally and in writing. They have to sign it. And it says that until they've done that, they cannot sit or vote in Parliament. if he's telling the truth, he's at no point been eligible to sit or vote in Parliament.
Wow. And what does that do for all the legislation that's been passed by a single vote that he's been party to? Does that unwind that legislation, or is that just in the past?
I mean, look, as entertaining as that would be, probably not. It is arguably analogous to the situation where an MP gets declared ineligible under Section 44, for example, if they're a foreign citizen, which has been very popular in recent times. And often that means that someone who's been sitting in Parliament for quite a long time, it turns out, was never eligible to be a member of Parliament in the first place. But the High Court ruled way back in 1907 that that didn't invalidate any of their votes in Parliament. They didn't really have a good reason for that other than that it would have been terribly impractical.
Yes.
To deal with it any other way. I expect if asked, the court would say the same thing about this situation.
And so what's the consequence for Bob Catter? Does he just have to, put the piece of paper in front of him and say, well, come on, you've got to sign it? Or does he have to pay back all, his wages for the last few decades?
No, well, again, Constitution actually provided for a fine for members who had been determined to be ineligible, not that that's ever been enforced, but it doesn't say anything about this particular failing. It was just assumed that everyone would actually do it, and presumably someone would actually read what they'd signed, make sure they hadn't drawn a penis on it or whatever. but clearly no one has been. Or Bob Catter is making shit up, which is probably the most likely scenario. He could just fix it up going forward, and they presumably would make him. He'll get off scot-free.
Right. Well, and so that was my question, was is there any way to confirm that what he's actually said is true? Because I don't know how to get my hands on the pieces of paper that he's allegedly written no on.
Might be susceptible to an FOI claim, I would guess. Okay. Presumably there's a file in the basement protected by a person who hasn't seen daylight for many decades.
So is FOI, because I thought FOI only related to sort of ministerial things, not parliamentary documents.
Well, it was pursued in the parliamentary letters case. I mean, government is answerable to FOI. Yeah, it's an interesting question because Parliament is not part of the executive, it's the legislature.
Yeah, and because I know, the Morrison government Morrison's own political staffers used to be under his whip's name their emails wouldn't be FOI-able.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started this new regime to sort of
reduce
transparency.
He also declared himself a cabinet committee of one. So that he could claim cabinet secrecy over everything he ever did or said.
Wow.
Although, as it turned out, he was actually a cabinet of five.
You think we have a legitimate scoop here?
Yeah.
Yeah, to the extent that you can place any credence on anything Bob Catter says.
Oh, damn. Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Michael.
Mm. Later.
So there you go. We've got a legitimate scoop on our hand.
Woo.
As long as Bob Catter can be relied upon on his word.
I mean, I'm not known for my probing legal analysis or indeed my journalistic scoop, but I must say I was a little worried when the entire premise rested on something that Bob Catter said. It's certainly worth the question, isn't it?
I feel like of the three of us right now, I am currently the Bob Catter expert because I had to talk to the guy for 2 whole hours on a Saturday.
Yeah, you're also the most legitimate journalist in this conversation.
The fascinating thing about him was, so we were interviewing him on the premise of, are politicians really down to earth or are they in touch with their voters? Mm. And, Bob Catter's been in politics for 50-something years and he keeps getting elected in the seat of Kennedy. So clearly he's got to be doing something right, right?
Mm.
And it was really fascinating to sort of actually talk with this person who I've seen sound bites of, I've made jokes about, I've made headlines about, and just realize that not only was he not in touch with, everyday sort of issues and politics, his head was not on touch with his shoulders. We asked him at one point, oh, Bob, could you tell us, please, just in one sentence, why do you want to be a politician?
Mm.
And he goes,
Well, when the Romans were trying to capture Jesus, launched into a five-minute monologue. It was absolutely unfathomable.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. Isn't that the perfect politician? The politician who is so good at stonewalling, so good at not answering the question, that you just give up after a while, after 2 hours.
It seems like an eccentric tick, but it's actually a brilliant strategy.
Yes.
He's probably the savviest operator in the whole Capitol Hill.
Yes.
But also, Lachlan, I've got to disagree with you because, yes, okay, he didn't want to play a ball with your inner city issues, with the kind of things that you're concerned about, but he's the only person talking about the threat of crocodiles in North Queensland.
Yes.
Clearly the first thing in the mind of the Kennedy voters when they head to the polls and re-elect him once again.
Well, this is the fascinating thing, you know. Do I think that Bob Katter will follow through and meet Section 42 of the Constitution by signing the document that he has to sign if he wants to be a minister? Or do I think that Bob Katter will do a much more likely Bob Katter move, which is go, buggy is, I'm not signing this thing, and resign out of pure disdain for the monarchy?
Yeah, and you will have brought down a staunch Republican. What a great legacy you've got, Lachlan.
Well, as far as university assessments go, I think taking down a longest-standing member of Parliament should earn me some pretty good marks.
I think you should get an HD unless the lecturer has to listen to you 1.5 hour long, which goes to fail. This also raises another question for me. We now have in the Albanese government an assistant minister for the Republic.
Mm.
Who's sworn allegiance to King Charles, or probably the Queen, is he a traitor to his oath?
Let's get Matt Thistlethwaite. Yeah. Let's get him on the podcast and we'll put to him that paradox. Yeah, because he is. That's treason. He should be arrested and probably.
We'll be able to have him on the podcast next week. He'll be locked up alongside Bob Katter. But the other thing that comes to mind is, what happened in all the other cases of Section 44, people like Barnaby Joyce, they had to have a fresh election.
Yes.
So it is entirely possible. I know Michael Bradley said that he could just sign it and fix it.
Yeah.
But that may not be ultimately the case. He may be found not to have been properly sworn in.
Yes.
And there might be a by-election, in which case I think Lachlan's getting sent up to Kennedy.
Yeah, your punishment is you have to cover the Kennedy by-election.
Well, I think, in fact, he should run.
Oh, run?
In Kennedy. Well, because clearly they needed an MP who actually knows how to swear allegiance and be validly elected. It's a low bar. And one that I think, Lachlan, you could probably cross.
Haven't I been through enough, guys?
So congratulations, Lachlan. Well done on the scoop. I assume this will be all over the press tomorrow.
Oh, we're sure hoping, yeah. And Bob Katter's people are calling me right now. No, Bob, I haven't got an hour and a half. Classic.
Thank you, Lachlan. You did an amazing job. And I'm genuinely embarrassed that someone's done some genuine journalism on this podcast.
Our greetings from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
But I ain't spending any time on it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.